Thank you for holding. Is this Matt?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
So far, so good. Just got some coffee going, so I'm happier.
I understand.
Yeah, needed that. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you?
Yes, sir. Yes, she did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
Nah, man. I feel like she explained it very well.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know, the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available in your service area. You'll notice if you look up fencing contractors in Randolph County, there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three of you guys that'll show for the whole county and surrounding areas. It's actually about a 40-mile radius. We only have one spot open currently. So we're going down the qualified candidates list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill that spot, we're closing out the category. We can't work with any other fencing contractors in Randolph County and surrounding areas. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So some of the guys that are up there now, you might have heard of, like Apex Fencing or Friendly Fencing LLC. Yeah, they do pretty darn well, I'll tell you that. But just to kind of put things into perspective so you can get an idea on what to expect, in this service area, just in the last 30 days, you know, we have 1,812 searches in the fencing contractor category. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls or that you'd even want that many phone calls. But, you know, that is where 9 out of 10 customers are making their buying decision in that category where we're placing you. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody. I'm sure you could see a value in that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So everything we do here is month to month, Matt. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that, especially when we're just starting a business relationship with you, want to get to know you. We also want you guys coming back on your own will without having to be binded to any kind of contract or anything like that. We don't charge per lead or click or call. So it's always a flat monthly rate. You get charged one time per month. That's it. There's no other charges. Even if you get 100 calls, you know, your bill's the same. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So for this Google Places placement, when I look at the other guys that are up there now, like I was saying, Apex, they're on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. The Platinum Package Bundle is advertised at $499. And there's usually a one-time setup fee of $99 in order to get you programmed in. So the initial investment's normally $598, and then they pay $499 monthly. What I was thinking I could do, if you're willing to come on board with us today, is I can reduce the monthly cost down to just $299. And that'll save you about $200, not just on the first month, but that's every month that you choose to use the service. You keep that pricing structure. Okay, and then also, let me see here. You already have your own website, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever requested a Google PIN verification to your Google Business profile?
Don't think so.
It's weird because they have an address on file for you, but it doesn't say that it was like the verification was completed. But usually you only get that address, or Google only gets your address, if you had requested to have your business verified online. So it's kind of a...
Oh, yeah. It's, hold on, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it says I'm verified on my side.
Okay, perfect. So if you're already verified and you have your own website, I can actually waive that $99 setup fee for you, too.
Okay.
So that way it's just $299 out the door today, and then each month moving forward it'll stay $299 as long as you're with us. If I could approve that pricing structure, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in doing for your business, right?
Yeah. Is this something that you could send like email to me and I could go over with one of my guys, and I mean, as long as if I gave you an answer, of course, today still, would it, the deal be the same?
Well, yeah, the deal would be the same, but the only issue is like, we're a Google partner. We're not actually Google. And so when these spots open up, they give the list of qualified fencing contractors to about 40 representatives, kind of like Tara that you were speaking to. And then they go down the list, first come, first serve. So my only concern with that is just losing the spot altogether. Do you think this is something that, I think you said it was your partner, that your partner would be opposed to you doing?
Not necessarily not. I just want to, let's see. So practically now, like, it would just turn into, the business name would just come up where, like, where it has the sponsored links.
No, the sponsored ones are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead if it's Google Guarantee. You'll see underneath where it says businesses, Apex is actually doing both of those. And we could grow you into that later. There's a map and then there's three of them there. So you'll have a Google Places placement. You do have a good amount of Google reviews and you are verified. So, I mean, we could get you into Google Guarantee, our sponsored, but they are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead. I would recommend, you know, obviously starting out with a local listing first, because I'm pretty sure that'll keep you more than busy. And then obviously if you want to grow, you know, you're already working with us as a Google partner, it'd be really easy for us to, you know, advance you into Google Guarantee or Google Ads. But I would only recommend Google Ads or Google Guarantee if you're trying to cover more than that 40 miles. And I wouldn't recommend going beyond that without finding out if you can handle that 40-mile radius.
Gotcha.
I feel like this would be the ideal starting point for you, and then obviously we can grow it from there.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
So, if I could approve that pricing structure, I mean, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot for a month? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, I just want to verify some basic information. I have a lot of it, but what's your last name, Matt?
Coble, C-O-B-L-E.
Okay. And I'm assuming Matt's short for Matthew, two T's?
Yes. Yeah, M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Okay, just like the Bible. And then I already have this business address, and it's verified, but there's no change, right? It's still 107 West Bowman Ave?
Yep, that's it. Yes, sir.
Okay. You have the option to actually hide this on your Google business profile and your online listings. Do you want me to hide it for you?
Oh, no, you can put it on there. It's our actual storefront and shop and everything.
Oh, okay,
so,
nice.
You can keep it on there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah so you guys have a brick and mortar. Beautiful.
Yep.
All right. And then you're comfortable with the website and everything as well as it stands? There's no change in the website, same business phone number that we're on right now?
Correct.
Okay, hours of operation.
If you would like to put our office number, that would be great. This is my business cell, but I'm trying to get everything kind of towards the office number.
Absolutely. What's the office phone number?
336.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I'm telling you right here. 795.
795.
0105.
0105.
Yes, sir.
Wait, that's the number that we're on now.
You should be on. Oh, okay. It must have. I forgot I got it on forwarded. So it just forwards to my cell phone. Okay, never mind. You're good then.
Yeah, it's already set up like that. It's okay. That's why we're here, you know. It makes your life easier, and you can just focus on the customers and taking care of them and getting good reviews, you know.
Yep. I forgot I have the landline. When I'm not at the office, it forwards it to my cell phone.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good setup. I like it like that. Sometimes it helps with the caller ID system, too, give you a little heads up on who you're about to talk to. We do offer a tracking system. It's no extra cost to you, and it comes in the form of a downloadable app. It's our local Splash app, and it's a really useful tool if you are missing calls because you're busy. It'll still save their information, and it's specifically stuff that's coming off of Google. You know, they won't be things that are coming from your personal call. Also, you could request reviews through that tracking system too. So they'll send you an email with the username and password. It'll also have a YouTube video that shows you how to use it and then a link to the downloadable app. What's the business email address that I could send that to, as well as like the outline of the agreement and your receipt?
CircleMCFencing@gmail.com.
CircleMCFencing@gmail.com. Okay. And your hours of operation, you want them to remain the same as 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday close?
At 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. I'll make the adjustment. So 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and same Saturday and Sunday close?
Oh, yes, yes. So,
did you want to leave the weekends closed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I got your business profile created. We do want to do a client interview with you just to make sure that we're representing you properly. It usually takes about 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time to do the client interview today?
Let's say 4.
4? Okay. Let me see here. I do have a 4 to 5 available today, Eastern Standard.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine.
All right. I'll text you 1 hour before just as a reminder. If anything changes in your scheduling, just let me know when that text comes through.
Okay.
Oh. What's your actual cell phone number? I noticed that the text messages actually weren't coming through. I tried to send you my direct number and extension right now, and it declined, because of your forwarding. Mm-hmm.
685-0020, 336 area code.
Okay, 685-3320?
336-685-0020.
0020, okay. Let me go ahead and update. There we go. And let's try this again. I just want to make sure you can contact me directly if you need, or your partner too. You know, we could still add them to the profile if you need. All right, let me go ahead and save. All right, and then there goes the number. Okay. All right, no need to re-verify via PIN. That's a good sign. Makes things go a lot faster. We'll be able to show you guys return on investment a lot quicker.
Cool.
Yep. I like that too, because then our chances of working together long term are a lot higher if I could show you, hey, you know, you invested $299 with us, but here's the jobs that we brought in, you know.
Cool. Yes, sir.
All right. And then as long as you got that number, I'm going to go ahead and secure the position with you.
Yep, I got it.
All right, perfect. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Matt?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. It's fine. Oh. Or you can do just the business name. It's fine.
Yeah, I want to make sure you have that on there so that way you could add it to your write-offs later with no hiccups. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Correct.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Is 4767?
4767.
1001.
1001.
0170.
0170.
3000.
3000. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0125.
125. And 3-digit code on the back?
530.
530. Okay, and as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just feel free to stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Circle MC Fencing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Matthew Coble, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Matt, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So basically what that means is, like, we know what you currently have that has to do with your business name, address, or phone number online. And that's fine if you want to continue to do any of that stuff. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know so we can make sure that you're not, like, duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 25th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to renew each month on the 25th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you let us know before the next billing is due. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a full outline of this agreement in writing via text message and email. It's called your subscription terms. You have to sign off on the bottom of your subscription terms. And then also they're going to send you an automated form. It'll say photos needed for Google verification. You're already Google verified, but if there's any information, I mean, you go in there, try to fill it out as much as possible just in case anything's missing. Maybe there's a change to the licensing or insurance that you might have, anything like that. So fill it out as much as you can. It lets you know right at the bottom if there's any hiccups with your Google verification. We could always just three-way call Google and verify it over the phone, too. But it looks like you already have the initial shield and check mark there from the OG version of the PIN verification. So should be good. All right. Now, are you getting these confirmation text messages?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So again, the subscription terms, they need to be signed prior to the client interview. So take your time with that. We have the client interview scheduled between 4 and 5 o'clock today. And then fill out the form. Sometimes the form takes like 2 to 3 days for my guys to get back to me. So no problem. Take your time with that. Just try to be available for the client interview. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my phone number, but you also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same phone number that we're texting you on. It's also going to be attached to every text and email that you get from our business moving forward.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Yeah, thank you for signing up.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to save you some money, too. I saw the stuff that you're using online right now, and I feel like we'll be able to eliminate the paper lead services that you have.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and obviously the call volume's pretty high. If you feel like the service area gets to be overwhelming, anything like that, if you experience any issues, do not hesitate to call. We could always, like, shrink the service area or even expand it from where you start. But they'll go over a lot of the pinpoints and details during the client interview this afternoon.
Okay.
All right, Matt.
Yeah,
well,
if you can build up and I can do away with Angie's list, I'd be happy.
Yeah, that's usually what happens with my guys, honestly, because, I mean, I don't want to bash them on the phone call, but, you know, they get a lot of their leads from Google, and then they're a reseller. So, like, they basically do this, and then they'll sell the leads individually for a fee to, like, five guys. And then they charge all of you whether you get the job or not. So if it's going to five people, you know, you already have, like, a 20% chance before you've even called them, you know? So, yeah, being up there independently is a lot better. It's just not always available to do. So otherwise, I think all the guys on there would rather be on Google directly. But now when the people call you directly, it's a different ballgame. They've already done their research on you, saw your site, saw what you could do, and then picked you. You know, they saw your reviews and everything.
Cool.
So it's basically yours to lose at that point.
Yes, sir.
It's a different ballgame. Well, I'll let you enjoy the rest of the day.
Four, man.
We'll circle back with you this afternoon, okay, for that client interview at 4.
That That'll work. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.